The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata, Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar, Amen. Daf Pedalid. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenechanu Begin Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Rifu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf. Urfu atak robala bovechenir asom v'nomar amen. We begin today's daf on pedalar amud rishon, and we are starting on the second line. Onen minalan. How do we know that an onen is forbidden to serve in the bet hamikdash? So the Gemara says onen minalan dichtiv umen hamikdash lo yitze velo yachalel et mikdash elohav. That's talking about a kohen gadol. The Kohen Gadol, that one of his relatives dies, the halakha says he does not eulogize, he does not mourn them, he still serves in the Beit HaMikdash. The Pasuk says, in the Mikdash, lo yetze. He cannot leave the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol, that is. Velo yahalel et Mikdash Elohav, and he should not defile his service. Which means when he stays in the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol, his service does not become defiled, which means he's allowed to serve when he's onen. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. Ha acher shelo yatsa halel. But another Kohen that did not leave the Beit HaMikdash, his service is going to be mechudal. And who's that? A Kohen Idiot. He's a Kohen Idiot that's an onen. He doesn't leave the Beit HaMikdash, so his service becomes mechudal. So that's how you know the onen service is not allowed to serve. Amale bar rav adda rabba vinilav hilul hilul mitruma. It says by onen, it says the word hilul. It says velo yahalel. And it says by Tiruma, the Kohen that eats Tiruma when he's Tamea, it says velo yahaliluhu. And therefore, ma le'alan b'mita, afkan b'mita. Why don't you say, just like a Kohen that eats Tiruma when he's Tamea, when he's Tameh, he gets mita, chaya mita b'deshamayim. So to also that an onen also gets chayu mita b'deshamayim. Why only tell me it's an isur? Tell me more. Tell me it's a chayav mita. Make a gezerah sheva chilul chilul. By onen it says chilul. By terumah it says chilul. Just like a kohen that eats terumah is a chayav mita b'deshamayim. So to the onen, Gemara said miketiv be begufe. It doesn't say the word chilul explicitly by onen. Miklala ka'ate. It's a diyuk we made. It says the word chilul by kohen gadol. We just made a diyuk that by kohen gadol there's no chilul, but by kohen jotul. But doesn't say the word chilul by kohen jotul to make a gezerah sheva. Havi davar abam min aklal. It's something that was derived from a klal, from an implication. Dechod davar abam min aklal en darin oto begezer hashava. And something that was derived from an implication, you cannot use it in the gezer hashava. You can only learn the explicit words that were written by the context of what it was written by, but not by a diyuk. Yoshev min alan. We learned in the Gemara earlier that what a kohen that serves while he is sitting, yoshev. So his service is no good, it's asur. How do we know that? Amar Avah, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Kera, Ki bo bachar Hashem Elohecha mekol shevatecha la'amod lesharet, la'amida b'chartiv velo li'yishiva. God says, I chose the Kohanim for amida, la'amod l'sharet, and not for sitting. Ba'al mum, when it comes to a Kohen that has a blemish, Rabbi Omer b'mita, Rabbi says, he's hayav mita b'deshamayim, v'achemim omrim b'azara. Chemim say, no, Ba'al mum is only hayav, Azara, meaning it's only a lotase. My Talmud, the Rabbi, what's the reason of Rabbeinu HaKadosh that says that Baal Mum is Hayab Mita? Dichtiv, Ach El Parochet Lo Yavo. What's the entire Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Vela Mizbeach Lo Yigash Ki Mum Bo. Because he indeed has a Mum. Velo Yahalel Et Mekdashi. So you see what? That if a Kohen serves when he has a moon, it says, Lo ya'alel miklashi. V'yalif halul halul mitiruma. Oh, back to that famous derash. Halul halul from tiruma. Ma le'alam b'mita. Just like tiruma. If the Kohen eats tiruma when he's tiruma, he gets hayam mita v'deshamam. Afkan b'mita. So again, zera shema halul halul. V'inilaf halul halul minotar. The Gemara says, why are you only limiting it to ayub mita v'deshamam? Maybe it's karet. Maybe you can learn halul halul gezerah sheva from notar, just like if a person eats notar, he's hayav karet. So to all say that if a person serves as a baal mum, so it'll be hayav mitah karet. Why do you say that? Mistabra mituruma havalilav. It makes more sense to learn the law of Baal Mum from Tiruma. Shekem psula guf me psula guf. Because both have a common denominator. The guy that's eating Tiruma, he has a psul in the guf because he is Timea. The Baal Mum, he is pasul in his body. He has a mum. Notar is nothing wrong with the guy. It's got to do with the meat. So if it's more mistabed to learn the law of Notar, the law of Tiruma, to the law of Baal Mum. Just like Baal Mum, it's a psul in his goof. Just like Teruma also, it's a psul in his goof. He is Tameh, Mashiach and Notar, it's not a psul in the goof, it's a psul in the meat itself. So I'll tell you the opposite way. We should learn it from Notar Sheken Kodesh. Because first of all, it's talking about in Yanei Kodesh. Notar is in the Beit HaMikdash. It's Kodesh, it's in the Mikdash. Just like Baal Mum works in the Beit HaMikdash. That's Kodesh. Mashiach and Teruma is not in Yanei Kodesh. Teruma is outside the Beit HaMikdash area. So it's more mistabed to learn Baal Mum from Notar. Penim, and it's also inside. The service of the Baal Mum is not inside the Beit HaMikdash. Not only that, Pigul v'notar. And also it has the concepts of Pigul, which means in the Beit HaMikdash you have the subject of, if you have a bad thought or thought during the time of the Kakraba, and Notar applies to it, which means it's more mistabir to learn Notar to the case of Baal Mum. And just like Notar is Hayav Karet, I'll say also the Baal Mum is Hayav Karet. Ela, so the Gemara says, so that's the Gemara's question. So Gemara says, fine, Rabbi accepts this refutation. He learns from a different place. Ela mitamesh shimesh gamad. How does he know that a psul in the Baal Mum is hayav mitabi de shamayim? He learns it from a tamesh shimesh. We learned on yesterday's daf that a kohen that served when he was tameh, so he's hayav mitabi de shamayim. So therefore, we're going to learn just like if a person served when he's tameh, he's hayav mitabi de shamayim. So the way it's a Baal Mum, he's also hayav. What's the connection? So he says, number one, psul aguf, right? Because they're comparable. Just like a person that serves when he's tameh, he's psul aguf. So to when a person serves when he's Baal Mum, he also is psul aguf. Kodesh, not only that, but both these items are Kodesh, their service that is inside. Penim, like we said, inside. Kodesh, for instance, Shiyana v'Megdash, Kodesh. Pigul v'Notar, Mekodesh Penim, Pigul v'Notar. It makes more sense to learn things that have these common denominators. Number one, it's Kodesh, Shiyana v'Beit HaMikdash. Penim, it's inside. Pigul v'Notar, Pigul v'Notar applies to services inside the Beit HaMikdash. And therefore, the bottom line that asks for the B is, he learns from Tum'at Mikdash, Tum'at Kohen and serving in the Beit HaMikdash, just like he's Hayam Mita Bideh Shamayim, so to a Kohen that serves when he's a Baal Mum, he'll be Hayam Mita Bideh Shamayim. That is the ultimate source. Now Gemara continues. Hezid B'Me'ilah. The person went on purpose. Hezid B'Me'ilah. He benefited from something that was Kodesh. That is Mu'il. Mu'il B'Mezid. Rabbi Omer b'mita, Rabbi says hayav mita b'de shamayim, v'akamim omrim b'azara, Hakamim said, no, just an azara. My ta'amad Rabbi, why does Rabbi say that mu'il b'mi'ila b'mezid is hayav mita b'de shamayim, na'ama Rabbi Abu Gamar, het, het, mitteruma. He has a gezera shava, het, het, from teruma. Which means, it says by mi'ila nefesh kitimol ma'al v'hate'a b'shkaga, this is what v'hate'a, and it says by eating teruma teme'a, the word het, v'lo yisu alav het. So the Gemara's Doresh, Ma'al Alam Bebeta, just like eating Teruma, Betum'ah, and says the word Het in Yahya Bidah Shamayim, Afkan Bemita, so too when a person is Mezid, by Mi'ilah is going to be Hayah Bidah Shamayim, Rabbanan, the rabbis come along and say, Amre Amar Kerab Bo, Bo de Lo Bemi'ilah, which means it says by a Kohen that eats Teruma when he's Tameh, the Pasuk says, Umetu Bo Ki Yahalelu, so the Gemara's Doresh, only Bo, he gets mita, but the exclusion of somebody else. Who's the somebody else? Mezid b'me'ilah. So the banan learned the word bo, that's written by this person that's east teruma, b'tum'ah. It says, v'lo yahalu bo. The pasuk is lashon is umetu bo ki yahalelu. Dafka, he gets mita, but the exclusion of somebody else. Who's that somebody else? The mezid b'me'ilah. So we have a mahloket by mezid b'me'ilah. Is it hayab mita, or is it indeed just a azhara? Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. Zar, Sheshimesh b'Mikdash. Okay, a stranger that served in the Beit HaMikdash, a non-Kohen. We had a Mahlok. Rabbi Akiva said, is Hayav Henek. Rabbi Hakamim said, is Hayav Mita Bideh Shamayim. Machloket, and a Zar serves the Bet HaMikdash. Again, Rabbi Akiva Chenek, Hachamim, Mita Bide Shamayim. Tanya Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Rabbi Yishmael says, Neymar Kan, Vazar Akarev Yumat. It says by us, by a Zar, a stranger that serves the Bet HaMikdash, Yumat. Veneymar Lalan, Kol Akarev Akarev El Mishkan Hashem, Yamut. That anybody that comes close to the Bet HaMikdash, I'm sorry, that was talking about Adat Korah. When it came to the group of Korah that they fought against Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the 250 people in his group over there that got burned, the fire came down. So therefore, the Pasuk says, but by them, Kol HaKarev HaKarev Meshkan Hashem Yamut. That means after they died from the fire, the Jewish people were scared to go close to them, because they were scared that they are also going to die as well. So comes the Gemara and says, Ma lalan bide shamayim. Just like those 250 people on the Adat of Korah. How did they die? They died mitad shamayim. What does it say in the Pasuk? Yumat. Afkan bide shamayim. So it says over here, by Zara Karev, Yumat. What does the Pasuk say? Ve'azara Karev Yumat. So just like by Korah, it says the word Yamut. And Yamut over is mitad shamayim. They died with the fire. So too over here, when it says by Zar, it's not the exact word. One is Yamut, one is Yumat, but the point is it's the same conjugation of a word. So therefore, we see that's Mitabi de Shamayim. It says by Zar, Yumat. It says by the Navi. That's a Navi, a prophet that comes along and tries to be misit to the people, that tries to incite the people to go worship Abu Dazara. That says, by Navi. By Navi Sheker, what does it say? By Navi misit, what does it say? You put the Navi to death. What type of death? Afghan biskila. Okay, Nushita. This is Rabbi Akiva holds in this version, Sikila. Just like by Navi, you get Sikila for going to try to incite the people to go worship Abu Dazara. So to, it says the word Yumat, so to by Zara, can you want the Sikila? Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri Omer, Ma'alalam beHenek, he argues. He says the punishment of Navi is Henek. Afkan beHenek, so to over here also, it is indeed Henek. So we have a Mahloket, three-way Mahloket over here, what the punishment of a Zar that works in the Bet HaMikdash. One opinion holds Chayav Mitabi Neshamam, just like Adat Korach. One opinion holds Chayav Sekida, just like a Navi that was Madiach the people. And another opinion holds Chayav Henek, just like a Navi that's Madiach the people. Comes Gemara says, Bemaika Mipligi, what is the source of the argument? Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva. What is the argument of Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva? Which is Rabbi Ishmael learned from Korah, and Rabbi Akiva learned from the Navi. What's the machlok? Why they learn from their respective places? Rabbi Akiva savadenin yumat miyumat. Rabbi Akiva wants to learn the same words. It says azara karev yumat, and it says by the Navi, v'Navi yahu cholema cholema yumat. It's the exact word. So Rabbi Akiva is going for precision. Yumat, yumat. Just like by Navi, Yumat is, let's say, Sikila or Henek, so too by the Zarekarev, Yumat is also going to be a Sikila or Henek. The end ending Yumat mi Yamut. But don't learn from Korach, because Korach's word is a different word. Korach's word is Yamut, it's a different terminology. When Rabbi Ishmael Savar, Denin Hedyot me Hedyot, when Denin Hedyot me Navi. Rabbi Ishmael says, I'd rather learn a commoner to a commoner, which means a Zar that goes to the Bet HaMikdash, he's a Hidyot, he's a commoner. The people of Korach, they were commoners. So it makes sense to learn the law of a commoner from a commoner. But Shekin and Navi, he's not a commoner, a Navi is a Tashuv guy. So therefore, I don't want to learn from Navi, I'd rather learn from Hidyot to Hidyot. So give us a Rabbi Akiva, Kevan Shediyah, Enecha Hidyot, Kadol Mizeh. Once the Navi made Hadakha, started to cause the people to go worship Abu Dazara, there's no bigger idiot than that. The Navi, this is not talking about a Hashuv Navi, this is talking about a Navi that's no good. He's an idiot. So therefore it makes sense to learn from Navi to the case of the Zar. Says Yumat, Yumat by both of them. And therefore that is the Mahluk to be Akiva and the Bishma, whether you should learn from Korach or whether you should learn from the Navi. Comes the Gemara and says, B'mai kamepalgeh, which means we both agree. Now we go back to the machlok between the B Akiva and the Yohanan ben Nuri. Both these rabbis agreed. You learn from Navi. It's just that we had a machloket. What's the punishment by the Navi? Is the punishment sekila or is the punishment henek? Everybody, those two rabbis agree to be Ishmael and the Yohanan ben Nuri. I'm sorry, the Akiva and the Yohanan ben Nuri agree that you learn from Navi. Question is, what's the punishment by Navi? Is it sekila or is it henek? So the Gemara says, "Bemaika mepalge Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri." What is their argument? Bifluktad Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. The argument is the same argument of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan. Detanya Navi shidiyah, a Navi that caused other people to worship Avodah Zarah beskila. Rabbi Shimon Omer Bechenek. Rabbi Shimon comes along and says Henek. So the argument, so Rabbi Akiva that said what? That the punishment is Sikila. He goes like the Hakamim in the Braita, that a Navi that was Matias Hayav Sikila, and if we learn just like Navi's Hayav Sikila, so Zashe Shimesh is also going to be Hayav Sikila. And the other rabbi, Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri, is going to be Shimon. That just like Navi is Hayav Henek, so to Zashe Shimesh is also going to be Hayav Henek. So the Mahlok din Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri is the same Mahlok din Banan and the Bishimon on what the punishment of a Navi is. And once you learn the punishment of the Navi, then you transfer it to a Zar because of the Gezerah Shavav, Yumat. Yeah? Oh, but the Gemara has a question. You're telling me that according to Rabbi Akiva, Navi is Hayav Sikila, and therefore Zar is also Hayav Sikila. But that goes against our Mishnah. Ve'anantinan, Rabbi Akiva Omer Behenek. Our Mishnah clearly said that the Zar that serves in the Beit HaMikdash is Hayav Henek. So how could you tell me that according to Rabbi Akiva is Hayav Sekila, and the Mishnah says Henek? Kabbalah's answer, Tanaeh Alibad Rabbi Akiva. There's actually two Tanaim that argue in the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Matnitin Rabbi Shimon Valibad Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah that says Henek holds that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon. That just like Navi gets Henek, so Tuzar gets Henek. Our Mishnah that says Henek learned Rabbi Akiva like Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, just like this Henek by Navi, this Henek by the Zar. Right? Rabbi Shimon by Rabbi Akiva. Braita, the Braita that says Sekila, Banan Alibad Rabbi Akiva. That's going like Rabbi Akiva also, but that's pairing Rabbi Akiva with the rabbis. And just like the rabbis say that by Navi you get Sikila, so too by the Zad you're going to get Sikila. So it's a mahloket who you put Rabbi Akiva with. In the Mishnah, put Rabbi Akiva with Rabbi Shimon. They put Henek. In the Braita, put Rabbi Akiva with Rabbanan, therefore it is indeed Sikila. So Tretanae Alibad Rabbi Akiva. Which opinion does Rabbi Akiva go? It all starts with what he holds by Navi. Once you get what he holds by Navi, then you make a Gezerah Shava. You mat, and you apply by Ezar, by a stranger that served in the Beit HaMikdash as well. Hadran, Alach, Eluhen, and Nisrafin. Okay, we begin the 10th Perek of Sanhedrin, Perek Eluhen and Nehnakin. Till now, we learned about Sekila, Serefa, and Hereg. Now, we learn the final of the four Mitot Bedin, which is the punishment of Henek, which is strangulation. The following people are Hayav Henek. Hamakeh Abiv Ve'Emo. Okay, somebody that hits his father or mother. Okay, Makeh Abiv Ve'Emo. He blemishes them.
Habura,
like we'll see. Causes them to blood to move. Ve'gonev Nefesh Misrael. Kidnapping. Ve'zaken Mamre Alpi Bedin. A zaken that rebels against the psak of the Sanhedrin. Rashi, kemo mamrim yitem im Hashem. He's a rebel, like it says by the Jewish people that were rebels. Mamrim shemisarev al pi bedin gadol shebelishkat gazit. This guy zaken, he goes against the psak alacha of the rabbis that are sitting in the shkat gazit. V'navi asheker. Okay, that's the false prophet. V'amitnabe b'shem avodat kochavim, or a prophet that goes along and prophesies in the name of Avodah Zarah. V'habal eshet ish, somebody that commits adultery, goes with eshet ish. V'zomimeh bat kohen u bo'ala. Zomeme Bat Kohen. That's a two witnesses come along to go and say that this Bat Kohen over here committed Znut. What's the punishment that we're trying to give the Bat Kohen? Serefa. Bat Kohen ki techal Znut, etabia imechalelet ba'esh Seref. So they were trying to give her Serefa, but they have a Hadush over here. That even though they were trying to give her Serefa, if they become Zomemim, if they become disproven, they don't get what they were trying to give her, which is the normal thing you usually do. They pasuk says ba'asitim kashir zeman asut la'achiv. This is not achiv. This is achota. This is their sister. So it's not their brother. So therefore, the punishment is henik. It's a different type of punishment. So zomemeh, the zomemim of a bat kohen u bo'ala gadashi. Even though they were trying to mechayev the girl, the bat kohen serefah, and dunin ela b'mita, she'ayu mechayevim the boil. They only get the part that we're trying to get the guy, because they say she went with the guy. What does the guy get? The guy gets henik. Dainu henik kishar ba'al esh. Because regular guy that goes with esh, she gets henik. So we don't give the punishment that they were trying to give her. We give the punishment they were trying to give him. Which means, like it says in the pasuk, she gets serefa, but the boil does not get serefa. Velo boala. V'zomei afilu mekashis man lasut la'achiv la'achiv velo la'achoto boala b'nesu'a bat kohen kamari aval arusa boala b'skila. Exactly. We're talking about a nesu'a. We learned this already. Nesu'a, the boil, the guy that goes with a nesu'a gets chenek, but she if she's arusa, bat kohen arusa, the boel gets sekila. So this case is talking about over here with it. When this witness came along, this about, oh, this guy over here went with this girl over here, bat kohen, she went to Znu, she committed over here, she was nisua. Oh, so we tried to mechayev her serefa. Now they become zomimim. They don't give her serefa, them serefa, they give them chenek, like the punishment that the boel would have received. Okay, so all these are chenek. Is Znu? All these cases are chenek. Not penuya. If she's arusa, she gets in. If the boel changes, the boel either gets sekila or the boel gets chenek.
Shouldn't they get the worst punishment of the two?
No, it's a gezerat ha'katuv. The pasuk says v'asitim lo kashil lasot samam lasot la'achiv. Now they don't la'achoto. So even though the serifah might be worse than chenek, it doesn't matter. It says that because that's the katuv. So maybe do not get what they were trying to give to her, but they were trying to give to him. Makeh abi ve'imo. Okay, we have a gemara that starts. It says makeh abi ve'imo. What does the pasuk say? Makeh abi ve'imo shumat. Minalan. How do you know it's chenek? It doesn't say the Torah chenek. It just says a guy hits his father or mother. He's a hayav mita. Is he mita? You don't know. תכתיב מכה אבי ואמו מות שומת וכל מיתה אמורה בתורה סתם אינה אלא חנק. אוקיי, רול. אני טועם את זה סתם מיתה לתורה, you take the one, the lightest one. What's the lightest one? חנק. Don't say יסקלו, סקילה, or something like that. It says מות שומת. What's the סתם מיתה? חנק. אמה עד קטיל למקטל. Oh, so the Gemara says, who said, maybe it's talking about only until you actually kill them. Which means, normally, what's the punishment for somebody that kills his friend, Saif? Maybe the Torah is coming to tell me that when it comes to killing parents, the punishment is going to be chenek. Who told you it's only talking about where you just gave them a blemish? Maybe it's talking about where you hit them and they died. The Gemara says like this, Ema ad katil le miktal, which means, Sal kadatach katal had besayif. I would have thought that maybe you kill a regular guy, the punishment is saif. The aviv, and the Torah is coming to tell me that when you kill bar minan, the father, so the punishment is going to be chenek. That's so strange. Because if you tell me that chenek is less than saif, you're going to tell me what? Guy kills a regular guy, saif kills his father, which is a bigger crime, you get a lighter punishment. This would only make sense according to the opinion that says chenek is more severe than saif. Because we had an opinion that this is chenek is very good. So hani haleman damar chenek kal. According to where you want to learn that chenek is kal, which means that chenek is less than saif, then we understand why the pasuk is talking about just blemishing. Which means if you kill somebody, hayab saif, and if a person that blemishes his father, hayab chenek. Right? Because it doesn't make sense to say that if you kill your father, you're going to get a lighter punishment than if you kill somebody else. That's good. You understand the Gemara Zer Hashem. However, Lamad Amar Chenek Hamur, but according to the opinion that says, which we learned,
that says Chelek is more Hamur, Ma'ika Lememar. How do you know that the Pasuk of Maccabi is not talking about killing him? Maybe it's about killing the father. And the Hadush of the Torah is coming to tell me that a regular guy, if he kills Hayav Saib, which is lighter, and if you kill the father, it's Hayav Chelek. Maybe that's what the Pasuk is talking about. How do you know it's talking about blemishing? Maybe it's talking about killing. And the Hadush of the Torah is that he killed the father, Hayav a stricter punishment, which is Chelek. And I'm Medichtiv. Makeh ish v'amet mot yumat. By a regular guy. It says makeh ish. Here a regular guy. Makeh ish v'amet mot yumat. Uchtiv. O be'eba ikahu biyado v'yamot. Or it says in anger. Be'eba. In frustration or anger. Ikahu biyado. You hit him with the hand. V'yamot. And he died. Shma mina kol echa de'ika haka'astam lav mitahu. Which means the pasuk says, "O be'evai kau biyado ve'yamot." When the Torah comes along and wants to say that he died, the pasuk says, "Ve'yamot." Mashiach in the first pasuk it just says what it says in the pasuk, "Makeh ish v'amet." Okay, it says "met" also, which means "Makeh ish v'amet mot yumat." By all right, that's the point. Whenever the Torah wants to say that the guy died. The Torah knows how to say died. Makeh ish v'amet. Or when it said, O be'evai kabiyado v'yamot. Mashe'enken by abi v'imo. What does the Pasuk say? Makeh ish, makeh abi v'imo. Don't say, no, what you matter is punishment. Not that they died.
Just hitting.
He's hitting. What's the punishment? Mot yumat. The perpetrator, the son. But not that you killed them. When the Torah wants to talk about killing the guy, it says, Vayamot, and they killed him. Or Makeh ish vamet, you hit the guy, he died. Mashaykamari, Abiv Vimot, doesn't say he died. It just says, Makeh Abiv Vimot, you hit your father or mother, Mot you might, you will die. But not that you killed them. That's how we know it's not talking about death. Now the Gemara comes along and says, it's steady. Now we go on a sidetrack. We're talking about killing. Resarich the Mechtav Makeh ish. It says in the pasuk, "One pasuk, makeh ish v'met." You kill the guy, hayamita. V'sarich le'mektav kol makeh nefesh. We have another pasuk that says, "Kol makeh nefesh." Anybody that kills a nefesh is going to be hayam. It's the same pasuk basically. Makeh ish v'met mot yumat kol makeh nefesh. What do you need to teach me that if a guy murders somebody, he's going to be hayav? De'i katav rachmana makeh ish. Because if the Torah would just say makeh ish v'met. Havamina ish de bar mitzvah. Maybe only when you kill an ish. The guy's already 13 years old, he has to be an ish. In katalo, but if he's a minor, maybe you're not going to be hayav. Ketav rahmana kol makeh nefesh. Any nefesh, even if he's a minor. Ketav rahmana kol makeh nefesh havaminu afidu nefalim. But what is a comic? I would think even a nephil, it's even a child that was not going to live within the 30 days. He was born prematurely, and he's not going to live. Va'afilu ben shmona, or a child that's born in the 8th month. We have a tradition that said if a child's born in the 8th month, he's not going to live. So therefore, I would think maybe kol nefesh, maybe even those are going to be hayav. Tzirich, that's what comes in. No, those cases, nah. That's what it says. Ish, it has to be somebody that's destined to live. But a nefil and a child born the 8th month that does not have life, so therefore, he's not going to be. How do you know he's a nefil? She says, Kegon ben tishad, kid was born in the 9th month, v'rosho atum, but his head is all closed up. So you know he's not going to make it. Or she has to shnei gabin, or he has two backs. He's born with a deformity where you know he's not going to make it for 30 days. It's called a nefil. So therefore the hadush of the Torah is that if a person kills a nefil, he's a hayav. Or if he kills, let's say, a child that is born in the 8th month, he's not going to be hayav. The Kavzik Abraham says, back to the story, you told me that if a person is makeh abi ve'imo mochumat, ve'em ha'afag abdullo abid behabura. Maybe even if he didn't make a habura, maybe let's say if he just punched his father, and he didn't draw blood. Habura means you caused blood to come out. Who told you there has to be blood? Maybe it's talking about Makeh. It doesn't say blood in the Torah. It's Makeh Bivemo. It doesn't say blood. Maybe somebody, even when there's no Habura, why are we learning the Mishnah? Habakeh Bivemo. You're not Hayav until you actually make a Habura. So how do you know that? How do you know that it's Dafka Bahabura? Amal Kira. Makeh Adam. The Torah compares Makeh Adam to the law of Makeh Behemah, of hitting your friend's animal. Ma Makeh Behemah Adavid Behabura, just like when it comes to Makeh Behemah. It's not Hayav unless you actually draw blood. Dichtiv Benefesh, because it says by the Pasuk of an animal, the nefesh. Nefesh is referring to blood. Nefesh is the blood of the blood of the person is called the nefesh. So it says by makeh behemah, it says the word nefesh. Makeh nefesh behemah yeshalemena. What is the nefesh of the behemah? The blood of the behemah. So just like by behemah, you're not hayav until you actually take out blood af makeh adam. So to makeh adam, which is the Gemara's duration connection between them, ad avid habura, until makeh aviv. It's not going to be hayav until he takes out blood. According to what you're telling me, that you only chayav if you hit the guy's animal and take out blood. Let's say you go take rocks and you put a heavy load on your friend's animal, and then you cause the animal to become weakened, but you didn't cause blood to come out. You're not going to be chayav? Of course not. What's the difference if I damage the animal by taking out blood, or what's the difference if I damage the animal by weakening it? Therefore, you can't tell me that the chayuv of the animal is only by blood. So we're back to a question then. So you can't learn from the animal, because by an animal, you're chayav, no matter how you weaken the animal. Even if chisha ba'avarim, you're going to be chayav. So then how do you know by makeh aviv ve'mo that you're only going to be chayav when you take out blood? Ela, no answer. Imenu anyan ha'nefesh behemah. Which means you're right. Now, why does the pasuk say by behemah, makeh nefesh behemah? Nefesh normally is blood. But you just told me by the animal, you don't even have to take the blood out to be hayav. Also, if I don't have a derash by animals for the word nefesh, take the word nefesh and learn it for something else. Learn it for Adam. Take the word nefesh that's written by behemah, that I don't need it for behemah. Imenu anyan lebehemah. Because by behemah, already I know that even if you weaken the animal, you're going to be hayab. So what's the word nefesh written there for? Not for itself. The word nefesh by behemah is the doresh by Adam. That a person that hits his father is only going to be hayab when it's a hit of nefesh. What does the hit of nefesh mean? Where's the habunah? That's motzi? Dam. Comes again when I says, Ela hekeshal amali. Then what's the connection between makeh behemah and makeh Adam then? Which these two Peskim were written next to each other. Makeh Behemah, Makeh Adam. Originally, we thought to say the connection is what? Just like Behemah is Dam only, so to Adam is only, by Makeh Abib is only Dam. But now we're not learning like that. Now we're saying, nah, the source that we know Makeh Adam is the Datka with blood is from the word Nefesh. Because I don't need the word Nefesh by Behemah, because Nefesh is Hayab by Behemah even without blood. Even if you put the rocks on the animal's back, it weakens it. Ela, the word Nefesh by Behemah must be coming to teach you Hadush by Adam, good. So what's the connection between two Pesukim then? Why would it put these two Pesukim next to each other? Why does it say Makeh Nefesh Adam, or Makeh Adam, or Makeh Behemah? What's the connection between two Pesukim? No, that's not the question. What's the juxtaposition between two Pesukim? What's the connection between them? Elaike Shalom Ali. So the Gemara says... So by the way, not only is it next to each other, it's in the same Pasuk. Makeh Behemah, Makeh Adam is all the same pasuk, by the way. Look at Vayikra Chav Dalet Chav Aleph. Umakeh Behemah Yishalemenu, Makeh Adam Yumat. Same exact pasuk. So what's the juxtaposition between the two pasukim over here? Lamali Lechtetanya Debe Hizkiya. The Hadush is to teach me the Hadush that we learned the Masechet Baba Kama from Rabbi Hizkiyah. What Rabbi Hizkiyah teach us? Rashi. Lechtetan Rabbi Hizkiyah bebaba kama bameniyah. Third perek. Liftor haybe mitot shogegin minat tashlumin. Ma makeh bema lo halakta, af makeh adam lo halakta. It's coming to tell you like this. Makeh bema. Does it matter if you're a shogeg or a mezid? It doesn't matter. Guys, hayav in all circumstances. Whether he hit his friend's animal be shogeg, certainly be mezid. So just like makeh behemah lo halakta ben shogeg le mezid, that you're going to be hayav to pay. So too by Makeh Adam, lo halakta ben shogeg lemezid, that what? Bimizid, of course you die. That's for sure. Makeh Adam, because Hamura, so we said what? He's going to be Hayav Mita, let's say by his father, let's say. Hayav Mita, yes? Let's say, at the same time that he did that, when he was made the wound, he did something that is hayab monetarily. He ripped the guy's shirt as well. Does he have to pay for the shirt?
No.
So just like by mizid, you don't have to pay for the monetary because you paid it with your life. So to bishogeg, even though you're not paying it with your life, since it's a type of avon that has a death penalty to it, you're patur from the mamon. Oy pam, ma behema lo halakta ben shogeg lemezid, af make adam lo halakta ben shogeg lemezid, you're always going to be patur from the monetary. Why? Because it's a inyan of a zechayuv mita. Kimne b'dravamine is not only in actuality, even in potential. A guy hits somebody b'shogeg. At the time that he hit him b'shogeg, he ripped his shirt. Does he have to pay for the shirt? No, but he's not dying. He did it b'shogeg. Doesn't matter. Since it's the type of isur that has mitah connected to it, the kingdom of the Rebbe still applies. And that's the chidush. Ma behema. There's no chiluk b'shogeg lemezid. Yehayav, but you hit the behema b'shogeg or b'mezid. Af makeh adam. You're going to be hayav. Or I should say, you're going to be patur from mamon. Ben Shogeg, Ben Mezid. That is according to the Be Hizkiyah.
Comes the Gemara and says, "Hani ha neman di ita tera the Be Hizkiyah." And that's all good according to the opinion that agrees to the Shita of Hizkiyah. Ela leman de let letana the Be Hizkiyah. But according to the opinion of Baba Kamala, it says, "No, I don't agree with the Hizkiyah. That if you did it Ben Shogeg, since there's no chayuv mita, you have to pay." So there is a difference between Shogeg and Mezid. Hekesh al Amali. What is the Hekesh between Makeh Adam and Makeh Behema? So the Gemara says, Ma Makeh Behema lirfu'a patur. Af Makeh Adam lirfu'a patur. Let's say the person went to his friend's animal and let out blood for medicinal purposes. The animal is sick. So he drew some blood from the animal. In that case, over there, patur. That's a nirfuah. So too, if a person went even to his father and let out blood, but he did it for medicinal purposes, he's going to be patur. Just like the animal. Even though he made a habura. The Ibaya Lehu, because we had a question. Ben Maushi Yakiz Dam Na'abiv. Can a son bloodlet to his father? His father needs a bloodletting. Sifuah. Is he allowed to do it? So these rabbis said it's okay. Rav Matna Amar Ve'aftalaga Kamocha. Do unto others what you want them to do to you. You would want that to be done to you. If you had a situation that you needed hakaza. So after the Kabbalah, if you do want to do it to yourself, you can do it to others. No problem. Mutar. Rashi, lo zaru yisem la'asut ha'avrim ena davas shenu ha'afetz la'asut la'asmo. You can't do to others what you would want to do to yourself. But in this case, you would want it. Rav Dimi barhini na'amar makeh adam u ma'makeh behema. He learns it from the Hekesh. Ma makeh behema l'rfu'a patur, af makeh adam l'rfu'a patur. So he learns it from the Hekesh, so we just learned. Just like Makeh Behema, if you're doing it from this person for the animal, Makeh Behema is going to be patur. So too, Makeh Adam, for medicinal purposes, will be patur. Rav, lo shavik libre limishkal le silva. Rav did not allow his son to take out silva. What is silva? She says kotz. He had a splinter. He didn't allow his son to take out the splinter. Why? Because he was concerned that when he takes out the splinter, he might cause a chabura, he might cause some blood to come out. It was mahmir. Mor bere de Ravina lo shavik lebre le miftach le kavta. Mor bere de Ravina will not let his son open up a boil because to take out the pus. But he was concerned that when he pierces the boil, he might cause also some blood to come out unnecessarily, and that's going to be a habura dilma habil. Maybe he's going to make a habala. Even though it's shogeg, but it's shogeg on the isur that's chayav mita. So therefore, the fathers of you did not allow it. If that's the case, others also should be asur. Because everybody's chayav mita. When you're not allowed to make a habura by anybody, not only a son to a father, even a regular guy, not allowed to make a habura to let out blood to his friend. So why was he only mahmid that he doesn't let his son do it? If you're worried about it, it's going to cause him to bleed, then anybody should be asur to do such a thing. Acher, Gemara says no. Acher shegigat lav. Over there by somebody else, when you let blood out from somebody else, it's not hayab mita. It's isu lav. So therefore he wasn't worried, okay, it was a hashash. Maybe he's going to take out blood excessively, no problem. So by somebody else, when he isur, even if he does it, is only lo ta'aseh. So it's only shogeg and isur of a lav. Okay, I'm not going to be worried about it. However, beno shegigat chenek. But his son, the punishment is chenek. It's a more strict item. So therefore, he didn't want to take the risk. So therefore, even though it was bishogeg, still, since it's an item that's punished by chenek, he did not allow it, as she says. Everybody's chayav in habalat habir. Dikhtiv, lo yosif ben yosif. You don't have to cause a blemish to your friend. So lo tase shigigat lav. Kishim mitkaven avi shigagah b'yisur shalom lav b'amadakir. Exactly. By regular guy causing a blemish, the biggest yisur he can get is what? The mizid lav. However, mashaken over there, it's going to be chayav. Chenek. Comes the Gemara and says, so you just told me what? For the fu'ah purposes, the child wasn't allowed to put himself in a situation because he might be a shogeg in a type of avon that's punishable by mitat bet din. We learned about second Shabbat. Ma'achad shel yad. That's a needle, right? That the ladies use for sewing. Ma'achad shel yad. It's not mukseh on Shabbat. Why? Litol ba et hakotz. Because you can use it on Shabbat, not for sewing purposes. You can use it to take out a splinter. Right? You take the needle and you play over there to get out the splinter. What do you mean? Lihush dilma habil. Why don't you say what? Maybe when he's doing it on Shabbat, he's going to cause blood to come out. Which means, on Shabbat, if you cause blood to come out from a person, it's chabala. You just told me that whenever you have a hashash of a mitat bedin, better don't do it, because maybe shogeg in the hayuv mitah. So why on Shabbat is the needle permissible? They don't want to take out a splinter. Same hashash. You might come to take out the splinter as well, and inadvertently you might take out blood. Now if you do such a thing, be mezira on Shabbat, you hayav mitat, hayav sikira. Why do they allow it on Shabbat? That's the Gemara's question. Look at Rashi. Machat shel yad. He machat kitana. It's a small needle. Shetofrin ba begadim. Nitelet b'Shabbat. Nitol ba et hakotz. משום דקטני לעלה מסכת שבת פרק כל הקדים גבי ושל סכין לפתוח בו את הדלת כאן ידי דעי קטנה זה לא דעת המחת עובדת הגבולה שבת תוך סבל איזה מחת גדולה that they used to sew sacks so they would just call מחת גדולה so they call this מחת קטנה דל מחביל ועביד חבונה בשבת why do you allow that? אתה מקלקל הוא over there when he's doing the taking out the needle, taking out the thorn, and it caused the blood to come out, a person would be patur in that case. Why? Because the Torah only was mechayevet, positive melachot. Melechet machshevet, which person fulfilled his will. However, kilkul is not considered melechet machshevet. When a person does something on Shabbat that is negative, that is damaging, so even if, let's say, he'll cause the blood to come out, it's unintentional. And on Shabbat, you only hayav for positive results. Removing the blood over is not a positive result. So therefore, in Shabbat, you're not going to have a problem over there. Melechet machshevet aslata, look at Rashi. Mekalkelu, dechol ha-mekalkelin, anything on Shabbat that is destructive, peturin, behalo Shabbat, de melechet machshevet, keti ve'en me'ayva mekalkel el Rabbi Shimon. Okay, there's a one sheet on Shabbat that says mekalkel zahadat Rabbi Shimon. U mekalkel b'chabura, but mekalkel b'chabura, when a person is mekalkel, when he makes a blemish on somebody, Rabbi Shimon namel lo me'ayev, ela b'metkaven lekach. Even Rabbi Shimon said, when you're doing it on a person, you have to be metkaven. Da'avi sarik l'chabala. Does the guy want to make a habalah? No, he wants to take out the kotz. By mistake, when he took out the kotz, he made a habalah. Do you need the habalah to take out the kotz? No. So that's mekalkel b'chabura. And everybody holds, even if you mekalkel b'chabura, it's better. So on Shabbat, I'm not worried. On Shabbat, what are you worried about? It'll never come to sikila. Because what am I doing over here? I'm taking out blood. Oh, what? You're not high. I'm taking out blood in such a case. Even if you do it, Bishogeg, but it's never, and I can come to me to ask such a thing. Because why? It's a kilkul. Oh, so that's why in Shabbat it's going to be mutar, ma she'en ken, by the case of the father and the son. I don't care what the intention is. Bottom line, you take blood from your father, it's a sur. Hayav chenek. There's no such thing as, oh, you mekalkel. On Shabbat, we have different laws. We have laws that there has to be a positive act to be hayav. If it's not positive, so you didn't want it to happen, you didn't care for the blood to happen, you're not going to be hayav. Shabbat is a different guideline. Mashiach, when it comes to the father and the son, I don't care what the kavanah was. You wanted the blood to come out, you don't want the blood. Bottom line, blood came out. You're hayav in all cases. So if by the father and the son, we were mahmir. Mashiach, on Shabbat, we can be mekel. Because it will never come to a hayuv mita.
Right.
This is only going to contribute to says mekalkel is patur. Ela lemandamar hayav. That according to the opinion, it says that if a person was mekalkel on Shabbat mezid, it's going to be hayav sekina. Vayika lememar. What are you going to say? There's an opinion that says mekalkel even if he's on Shabbat, you did it mezid mekalkel hayav mita. Also, now how do they let them take out the splinter on Shabbat? According to that opinion, there's a mita connected to it, even in the case of mekalkel. Man Shabbat adama mekalkel b'chabura chayav. Who's the opinion that says mekalkel b'chabura is chayav? Rabbi Shimoni. Rabbi Shimona amar. Kol melaka shena sericha legufa. Patur aleha. Who's the opinion that says mekalkel b'chabura is chayav? That even though you didn't do chabura, but it was kilkul, doesn't matter. Hayav, Rabbi Shimon. Ah, Rabbi Shimon, you forgot what Rabbi Shimon holds? Rabbi Shimon holds a different shita. Melacha she'ena tzedicha ligufa patur. What does that mean? That when you do a melacha, the melacha has to be done in a way where you need the result of the melacha. Where you need the result. Like the classical case over there, mechabe. You have a pitira, right? What's the law if I extinguish the pitira on Shabbat? Is one of the melachot. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Extinguishing is only hayav if you need the petila. I'm extinguishing it to make the petila now better to relight it. Because when you light it once and extinguish it, now already it's prepared for the next time. I made like a little coal, right? Peham. Peham. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon holds you only hayav on Shabbat where the melacha is not stami to the melacha. It's got to be a positive result. Not that you just want to get rid of the fire. The ridding of the fire has to be legufa. I need the extinguishing for the goof of the petira. So similarly over here, this case over here, mekalkel b'chabura. You're right. If a guy, let's say, went on Shabbat and he was mekalkel b'chabura, broke a guy. You're only going to be hayav according if you needed the blood for something. The guy needed the blood to feed his dog. Oh, that's already mekalkel. You mekalkel, but okay, mekalkel b'chabura. Hayav. Meshe'en ken. Over here, you mekalkel b'chabura. Do you need the blood? On Shabbat, when you're taking out the splinter from the guy with the needle, you cause him to bleed. Oh, you mekalkel b'chabura. But you don't need the blood.
You don't want the blood. So that's a melachah she'en hasnicha legufa. So even though he normally knows mekalkel is chayav, but if you don't need the blood, anyway you pakul, so never come to mitah. So therefore, he asked me a good question. Oh, what about a mishavon that says mekalkel is chayav? Oh, you forgot? The mishavon holds for a different reason to be patur. Because it's melachah she'en hasnicha legufa. Because you don't need the blood. Mechitab Rashi. מישון יתם מלכה של גופה גופה פטורה עליה בפרק המצניע גם מוציא את המת במיטה. That's the case over there where you're taking the met out with a מיטה on Shabbat. So the question is over there, does the met need the מיטה? Does the met not need the... are you going to be high up for carrying the מיטה? What's מלכה של גופה? Maybe you don't need it, maybe you do it over there. They do the whole סוגיה מלכה של גופה by the case of מיטה. Let's read one paragraph over here. לפי למישון אין חיוב על מלאכה בשביל, אלא אם כן משמש את המלאכה להצליח בטרה של עוצר בה באופן חיוב. יעשה לי a positive result. שאז יש לו צורך מלאכה כשעשו למשל, למוציא החפצים בשבת. Guy taking out כלים from רשות יעיד to רשות רבים. Okay, he wants them. I want the grapes. From רשות A, I want them in my house to eat them in רשות B. That's מלאכה של שליחה לגופה. However, that's a תיקון. Good. כי אלו צריך את המלאכה לעצמה. והיה מעדיף שלא צריך לעצור. Let's say a case. Like the case of the mitah, that's the way that she learned over there. Let's say, I didn't want this. I wish I didn't have to do this action. The guy taking out a mit on Shabbat. He would wish the guy didn't die. Why, the key wants to do this? The key now, the guy, he wants the guy to die to take a bishlam. I would have taken grapes from point A to point B. I want to take the grapes here to go over this and eat them. That's melechah shekhan gufa. The guy dies. The bishlam today, you're taking the guy out and we're carrying him from there. The key, you wanted such a thing to happen. You would have wished the guy didn't die in the first hill. Why are you reacting to something that happened against your will? Oh, so the bishlam one says, Hamotzi met ben abayit reshut rabim, eno motzi lamat reshut seh bofer hayu bishlam, eno sadik atav met machutz. Right, or better. Say better. Do you want the met outside? No, you just don't want him in the house. So I don't need him outside where I'm putting him. That's two ways of learning. Either you don't want the guy to die, or you don't necessarily need the mit outside where you put him, you just don't want him to be in the house. Point being, if it's a melachah, if you don't need the melachah that you're doing for patur, you're patur. In this case, the guy's taking out the kutz. Here you need the blood? I don't care if you need the blood. Mekalkel is chayav. Mekalkel is chayav when you need the blood for something. But if you don't need the blood for anything, even if you're going to say patur, therefore there's a difference between Shabbat and the son to the father. Baruch Hashem. Amen.